Wednesday night, so we take you now to Duffy's Tavern, starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner. The program you're about to hear is brought to you with a wish. A wish from Bristol Myers that your Christmas may be merry and that the new year for all of us be a happy and a peaceful one.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you leave me? Deed, Archie, the manager's speaking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Huh? Look, please don't give me that Merry Christmas stuff. I sound like I got up on the wrong side of the floor this morning. Look, Duffy, I had one eggnog. Just happened that I hit some bad nutmeg. Well, if you want to know, I'm a little sore about your gratuity for Christmas. That lousy Christmas card. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. P.S. After you read this, get back to work. Fine sentiment this time of the year. Well, after 9 years, I thought maybe I might get some little present. Some little luxury. Some little thing I wouldn't think of getting for myself. Like money. Huh? Look, Duffy, someday you're going to leave this vale of tears. You're going to leave it with your pockets bulging with bills, but I'm warning you. Where you're going, you're going to find that paper money ain't going to last long. I leave you with that thought for today. Christmas. 7 days a week, 18 hours a day. I work my grindstone to the nose. What do I get? Nothing but gratitude. And very little of that.
Merry Christmas, Miss Austin.
What's so merry about it, Eddie? Starvation wages, no dough to buy nothing.
Oh, you got a little dough.
Yeah, but how far will it take me with the present prices of economics? My landlady sends me a notice. From the first of the year on, your apartment will be $9 a month. Oh. $9 for four lousy rooms.
Does that include bath?
Who knows? Never get to see the place the way I have to work around here, but does Duffy care?
Well, don't let it get you, Miss Archie. You see, this is the time of the year to forget your trouble.
Yeah.
Christmas is the time when you should be thinking about helping other people out.
Helping other people out, huh? When Gorilla Hogan got drunk and nasty here last night and started picking on me, did you help me out?
I couldn't. See, I was back in the kitchen cooking.
What takes a half an hour to cook?
With Gorilla Hogan drunk and nasty, a couple of 3-minute eggs.
That's what I'm talking about. When I'm in a fight and I need help, you disappear.
Yeah, but you're always bragging about what a wonderful fighter you are.
You certainly picked the funniest times to start believing me. Yeah, give me that Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, boys.
Merry Christmas, Miss Duff.
Archie, I said Merry Christmas.
Are you kidding? What have I got to be merry about working for that cheapskate old man of yours?
Archie, you just don't know Papa. He really isn't cheap.
No, that's right. Once, in an outburst of generosity, he gave away his toenail clippings. What about the time he took your old lady on her honeymoon? Where did they go?
Niagara Falls.
That's what he told everybody, Niagara Falls. But what he really did, they stayed home and your old man let the water run in the bathtub while he showed your mother a box of shredded wheat. Tell me how cheap the guy is. Just a minute. Hello? Oh, just a second. It's your girlfriend, Vera Fogarty.
Oh, thanks. Hello, Vera. How did you do with Santa Claus? Okay, but no presents, huh? Well, you just can't have everything, Vera. What's on your mind? A dance? Where? At the Y? M or W? The YW, huh? Well, okay, Vera, I'll go. But this time you've got to lead. All right. Okay, I'll meet you at Schimmelbacher's. Well, so long, everybody. I got a heavy date. What are you going to do tonight, Archie?
Me? I think I'll just spend a quiet evening standing around disappointing pickpockets.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Arch. A Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, hello, Finnegan.
Aren't you gonna wish me a Merry Christmas?
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Did you hang up your stocking?
Oh, no, Arch. I hung up my stocking last year and it was a bum idea.
A bum idea?
Yeah, the blood kept rushing to me head.
Finnegan, what I meant was, did you get any presents for Christmas?
Oh, a few things, Arch. My mother gave me some building blocks. Monogrammed, of course. And my sister gave me a bottle of bubble bath.
Bubble bath?
Yeah, and is that stuff a fake?
What do you mean a fake?
I sat in a tub and took four drinks of it, and I couldn't even blow a single bubble. Well, I just dropped in to say hello. I gotta run along, Arch.
You gotta run along? Where you going?
I'm going over to sing Christmas carols.
Oh, yeah? Where?
At Water McGuikes. Oh. You going over, Arch?
No, I'm not.
How come?
Didn't invite me.
Well, I'll be seeing you, Arch.
Finnegan, you mean you ain't gonna spend Christmas with me like you usually do?
Well, Arch, I thought you was going to McGuikes too, so I accepted. You ain't sure, are you?
No. Why should I be sore? Go ahead. Have a good time.
Well, Merry Christmas, George.
Merry Christmas, Clifton. Fine Christmas. No bonus. Your friends walk out on you. The next guy that says Merry Christmas to me, I'm going to punch him right in the nose. Ah, what's the use? Eddie.
Yeah?
Eddie, turn on the radio, will you? Maybe it'll snap me out of this mood.
Okay.
Eddie, that's Christmas music. Take it off, will you? Get me something with some pep in it.
Okay, I'll try another station.
Eddie, please, I asked you, didn't I?
Well, Miss Archer, I don't think there's anything on the radio but Christmas music.
Well, keep pushing them buttons. There must be something else on the air. Eddie, what are you trying to do? Drive me nuts?
But look bad. I'm running out of buttons.
Okay, forget about it. Well, I think we better lock up the place. It's getting late.
Okay. I'll go clean up the kitchen.
All right, do that. This Christmas music. I ain't got enough trouble at this time of the year. They got to put on music that makes them even sadder.
Hello there, Archie.
Huh? Hey, how did you get in here?
Walked in.
That's funny. I thought I just locked the door. We was closing up.
Oh, and maybe I'd better leave.
Listen, you said Archie. How did you know my name?
Well, I've heard about you.
Oh, well, I'm pretty well known around here. Will you have a little drink, bud?
No, I don't think so.
Go ahead, it's on the house.
On the house?
Sure, it's Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, huh?
Well, anyway, it's a day in December. What do you have?
Well, maybe I'll take a glass of water.
Water here? You kidding? Here, mister, we got some pretty good wine here. At least have a glass of wine, huh? Look, I never seen you around here before. How did you happen to come in here to the tavern?
Oh, I was just walking around, saw the lights, thought I'd drop in. You don't think much of Christmas, do you, Archie?
Oh, you got me wrong. I love it. I wouldn't be without it. Good old Christmas. The time of the year when after you work for a guy for 9 years and knock your brains out, he says to you, Merry Christmas, Archie. The time when even your closest friend walks out on you.
Well, maybe there's another side to Christmas.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Well, like the look on a kid's face when he sees what Santa Claus has left in his stocking.
Uh-huh.
Or like the feeling in a man's heart when his family's around him on Christmas Eve. You see, Christmas isn't a thing you can reach out and touch, Archie. It's a thing inside us.
Look, bud, I can see you've been running around with a different class of people. Around this neighborhood, every guy is out for himself.
Oh, I don't know. I think this neighborhood and the people are pretty much the same as most others.
Oh, I know he's a stranger.
Well, I could be wrong. Why don't you and I take a little walk?
You mean you want to see for yourself?
Mm-hmm. Maybe a little fresh air will do you good, Archie.
Fresh air? Are you inferring this joint is an incinerator?
Well, no.
Well, it is. Come on, let's go. Hey, Eddie, keep an eye on the joint, will you? Listen to that, will you? Not only don't you only get it over the radio, you can't even walk along a public street with that belting it at you.
I kind of like it.
You like it? Well, everybody to his own poison. Did you ever listen to the words of that tune?
Did you?
I should. I had to listen to them all day. All is calm, all is bright. How do you like that? The world is a mess. Everybody has his hand in the other guy's pocket, but don't make no difference to the guy that wrote that song. To him, all is bright.
Well, maybe the guy that wrote that song was thinking about something in men's hearts. Something that shines a little brighter on a day like this. Didn't you ever sing Christmas carols, Archie?
Oh, yeah. Christmas carols, sure. When I was a punk kid and I didn't know no better. But you have to grow up someday.
Now, that's the trouble with a lot of us. Maybe we're not growing up. Maybe we're just losing track of things that matter.
Like what?
Oh, things like faith, tolerance, human kindness.
That's nice. And where does one find them things?
You don't find them, Archie. You give them. And it's a funny thing. The more you give, the more you have. Say, why don't we drop in over there?
Huh?
Across the street.
Across the street? That's a church.
Yeah, I know. Why don't we drop in for a second?
Into a church?
Why not?
But I wouldn't know how to act.
You, don't go to church, huh?
Well, no, I'm not rapping it, you know. It's just that there's two types of guys when it comes to going to church. There's them that doesn't, them that don't. I happen to be the type that don't.
Well, now, why don't you just drop in with me for a second,
Well, I guess if I go with somebody else, it won't count against me. Funny thing, though, you know, to take a look at you, I wouldn't figure that you was the religious type.
No?
No, but that's what I say. You never can tell about people. Okay, leave us go in.
Nice in here, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's kind of quiet.
Yeah. I guess this is one of the few places left where you can find peace and quiet.
That's what I can't understand. People just come in here and they sit. I think they just sit. They don't do nothing.
Oh, yes, they do. They pray, meditate. Some of them even come in here to keep warm.
Couldn't they do that just as well at home?
Maybe some of them don't have a home.
You see? That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's a pretty tough world.
It'd be tougher if they didn't have a place like this to come to. Didn't you ever pray, Archie?
Well, sure, when I was a kid. What was that prayer again? They learned us, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, Well, you know the thing I mean. But, look, mister, please. Please, leave us get out of here and begin to get the heebie-jeebies.
All right.
Just a second, bud.
What are you doing?
Well, a sign says help the poor, don't it?
I thought you believed in everybody helping themselves.
Well, I do, but tonight maybe I'm a little superstitious.
Or maybe it's just because it's Christmas.
Look, mister, please, don't start with that peace on earth stuff, will you? I told you I'd take you around, show you the neighborhood and what it's really like now. Please, let's keep it that way.
Paper.
Just a minute, I want to pick up a paper.
A paper?
Yeah, and that crippled kid there. Nice kid, Jimmy Turner.
Crippled, huh?
Yeah, he ain't walked in years, but he's always got a smile for everybody, and I like to help him out once in a while.
Paper, read all about it. Get your paper.
Hiya, Jimmy.
Hello, Archie. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, kid.
Well, Jimmy, it's a little tough not being able to walk, isn't it?
I ain't kicking. I can yell. That's all I need for this racket.
What'd you get for Christmas, Jimmy?
Nothing much. But it's okay. I got my Christmas present last summer.
Last summer?
Yeah. One of my customers took me up to the Yankee Stadium to see the Yanks play.
You like the Yanks, Jimmy?
Like them. Did you ever see that DiMaggio play ball?
Oh, give me a paper, son.
Okay, mister. Here you are. Latest edition.
Thanks, kid. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, mister.
You were talking about Joe DiMaggio, Jimmy.
Oh, boy, what a ball player. That DiMaggio's the greatest outfielder in the world. And the way that guy can pull him.
Jimmy, do you know who that was who bought the paper just now?
Who?
That was Joe DiMaggio.
You're kidding.
No, no, look at him. He just stopped there by that streetlight.
Joe DiMaggio? You mean Joe bought a paper from me and I didn't even recognize him?
Wait a minute. Maybe I can get him to come back. Hey, DiMaggio. Hey, DiMaggio. Hey, you.
You calling me?
Yes. You know, you've got quite an admirer in that crippled newsboy over there.
Me?
Yeah. Now, look. You're Joe DiMaggio. And if that kid could shake hands with you, it'd be the best Christmas present he ever got. Would you do it?
Of course I will. Be glad to. Come on, let's go over to him.
No, just a minute. Let him walk over to you.
But, mister, I told you the kid can't walk.
Well, let's find out, Archie. Oh, Jimmy. Joe DiMaggio wants to shake hands with you.
Yeah, come on, Jimmy. Come on over and shake hands.
But, gee, Joe, don't you see? I can't.
Come on, Jimmy.
Joe, I'm walking. DiMaggio. You see what I'm doing, DiMaggio? I'm walking.
I can't understand it. It's positively incredible.
What's the matter?
That kid back there. I seen him sitting in that corner like that for the past 6 years, and tonight the kid is walking.
Maybe he could have walked all the time.
No. No, he couldn't. You did it. You did it by telling that was Joe DiMaggio.
It was.
Now, look, you can fool a kid, but don't try to fool me. It couldn't have been DiMaggio.
No?
Certainly not. I just read in the papers this morning DiMaggio was spending Christmas with his family in San Francisco. Hey, look, this thing is getting a little weird.
Nice town, San Francisco.
Huh? Oh. Well, I ain't never been that far west. San Francisco your hometown?
No, no.
Where are you from?
I'm from the east.
The east? What town?
A small town called Bethlehem.
Bethlehem, huh? Hey, you know anybody in Allentown?
I might.
A guy by the name of Lou Grant.
Lou Grant? Does he run a bar and grill on Front Street?
Yeah, that's the guy. Boy, you sure get around, don't you? What are you, one of them traveling salesmen or something?
Well, I guess you might call me that. Well, say, what's the excitement? What's the crowd doing in front of that hotel?
Where? Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, lady, what's going on here?
That man up there on the ledge.
Where?
Up there on the window ledge of the hotel. He says he's going to jump at midnight.
Why?
I don't know. I guess he's crazy. He says he never wants to see another Christmas.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you can hardly blame the guy. Now, wait. There goes the chimes. Must be 11:45. Let me check my watch here. Yeah, the guy's got exactly 15 minutes before he jumps. Let's stick around.
Are you sure of the time?
Well, certainly. I always set me watch by them chimes.
Well, how long has he been up there?
Oh, for hours. The police have been trying to find his wife.
His wife?
Yes. They think maybe if they found her, she could talk him out of it.
Come on, Archie.
Where are you going?
I'd like to talk to that fellow.
You crazy? They ain't going to let you in that hotel. Look at the cops guarding the doorway. Besides, you can't do nothing with a guy like that. He's nuts.
I'd like to talk to him anyway.
Okay, have it your way. We'll tell the cops we live in a hotel. But I better go along with you.
Hey, wait a minute, you. Where do you think you're going?
We live here. Me and me friend here was just going up to our suite.
You and what friend?
That guy there. That guy that just walked in.
Nobody walked in this hotel, bud. And nobody's gonna walk in.
Okay, so nobody walked in. What am I going to do, argue with you? I'm telling you, I just come in with the guy.
Look, son, why don't you go home and sleep it off?
Yeah.
Listen, you, don't come near or try to grab me.
If you do, I'll jump.
I'm not going to grab you. I just came to talk to you. To see if maybe I could change your mind.
It's too late to change my mind. As soon as those chimes ring, I'm jumping. I'm not afraid to die.
Maybe you're afraid to live. A lot of people are.
What have I got to live for?
What have any of us got to live for? Look at those people down there on the street, hundreds of them, waiting for a ray of hope, a sign of courage in this frightened world. What you're doing might extinguish the last spark of faith in many of their tired hearts.
Their tired hearts. At least their wives are with them at Christmas. Come on, chimes, ring. Ring. Let's get it over with.
Your wife means a lot to you, doesn't she?
If she didn't, do you think I'd be up here? I haven't had one peaceful moment since she left me.
Why did she leave you?
Because I was a fool. Because I... But it's too late to think of that. Oh, why don't those chimes ring out and get it over with? What's slowing them up?
Nothing's slowing them up. It's just that in these last moments, the seconds seem like years.
Paul. Paul.
Anne.
Yes, darling, it's me.
Oh, Anne.
Paul.
Thank God, thank God you've come back.
My darling.
Those chimes. I was going to jump when I heard that.
Yes, I know. I know. I was afraid I was too late. Thank God I got here in time.
Hello, Archie. Glad I found you again.
Hey, it's you. How did you do it, mister? How'd you stop that guy from jumping?
Just talked to him till his wife came. She just got there in time.
Yeah. Funny how she just got there in time, wasn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, it happens I was looking at my watch, timing it out to see when the guy was gonna jump.
So?
Them chimes rang 4 minutes late.
Maybe your watch is slow.
Oh, no, it ain't. Remember, I checked it with the chimes a little while ago, and them bells has never been wrong. Look, come on. Leave us get out of here. I'm getting back to the tavern. This is a little too spooky for me.
Okay, we'll take a cab. There's an empty one.
Where to, fellas?
We want to go to Duffy's Tavern, quick.
Okay. How about a little music?
Wait a minute. There it is. Driver, please. Take that thing off of there, will you? Get something else.
Okay.
Oh, what's the use? Leave it on there. Look, mister.
Yeah?
You know something? You stay pretty calm considering all the crazy things that have been happening tonight. It's a little weird. First the newsboy. Then the guy on the window ledge.
Well, we all have our troubles, Archie. We all get off the track once in a while. We just need something bigger than ourselves to steer us straight.
You mean something like religion?
Call it that. Call it human kindness, tolerance, understanding.
I begin to see what you mean. Hey, driver, watch out for that guy. Look, don't worry, taxi, it wasn't your fault. The guy walked right out in front of you.
Yeah. Did you see him, mister? He walked right out in front of me.
Well, let's see how badly he's hurt.
Hey, we better call a cop.
Hey, here comes the cop now.
All right. Stand back. Give the poor devil a chance. Now, what happened here?
Well, the guy walked right out in front of the cab.
Yeah, the driver's right, officer. It wasn't a taxi's fault. We was riding along, and all of a sudden, this guy stepped right out in front of the cab. Like he was blind.
Hey, wait a minute. He is a blind man. There's his cane there.
Here, maybe I can help him.
Wait a minute, you. Take your hands off him. It's against the law. Wait till the ambulance gets here.
Against the law to help someone?
You heard me. You never know when you're doing him more harm than good.
All right, officer. Just as you say.
Hey, wait a minute. Look, the guy's getting up.
What's going on? What hit me? The crowd. The noise. I was all confused. Tell me, what? Oh, wait. Wait a minute. Lights. And faces. I can see. I can see.
Easy now, mister. You'd better not try to get up.
I'm all right, I tell you. And I can see. For the first time since Okinawa, I can see.
I didn't mean to hit you, bud.
You didn't mean to hit him. You done him a favor. The guy says he can see. Hey, the shock must have given back his sight.
No. No, it wasn't that. Someone touched me. I felt a cool hand. And the minute he touched me, I was all right. Where is he? Where is he?
Come on, Archie, let's go. We've done all we can.
Well, it certainly is good to be back in a tavern again. I think we'd better have a little drink, though. You want to finish your wine, Bud?
No, thanks.
You know something? I'm all mixed up.
Mixed up?
Yeah, about this Christmas stuff.
Well, you see, Archie, as I said, Christmas isn't just a date on a calendar. Or a wreath in a window or a song. It's something in men's hearts. They can let it die or keep it in their hearts the year round.
365 days of Christmas. You know, it's a funny thing. If you'd said that to me a little while ago, I'd have laughed in your face. But now, I don't know. I don't know. Wait a second. I'd like to turn on the radio a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, that's a good one. I wonder what happened to that silent night. What do you think of this? All night long, they played that same tune and it drove me nuts. Now, all of a sudden, I got a feeling I'd kind of like to hear it again.
Hey, Mr. Archer. Miss Archer. Mr. Archer.
Huh? What is it, Eddie?
I finally got you some dance music on the radio.
Eddie, I don't want no dance music. Turn it off, will you?
I wish you'd make up your mind.
Look, mister. Until you walked in here today, Hey, Eddie. Eddie, what happened to that guy I was talking to?
Well, nobody talking to you.
You're nuts. He was standing here at the bar. He came in with me.
Mr. Archer, please. There's nobody here.
No? Maybe it was all... Eddie, you sure that there was nobody here?
No. Must have been seeing things.
Maybe you're right, but wait a minute. This glass of wine here. The glass is half empty.
What?
Nothing, Eddie, nothing. Just leave me alone for a little while, will you?
Okay. Good night, Mr. Archer.
Good night, Eddie. Eddie?
Yeah?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Archer. Merry Christmas to you, sir. Good night.
Good night. Christmas. Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Brought to you with every good wish for a very merry, a very happy Christmas. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.